Going on a cruise is so much fun until you get hit with a surprise bill for stuff you didn't even know you were paying for. Let's talk about the sneaky charges that often catch first-time cruisers off guard, like Wi-Fi costs and upcharge meals. Here are my five top things that surprise newbies. So, I've learned from my experience cruising that a lot of first-timers think Wi-Fi on a cruise ship is free, like at bars or hotels on land. But that's not the case most of the time. There are a few exceptions, such as NCL have a limited number of minutes included with their free at sea package. Disney includes WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger for free too, but their other Wi-Fi packages are a bit pricey. King of Wi-Fi is Virgin Voyages, who give you free and unlimited internet throughout your cruise. When it comes to Wi-Fi on a cruise ship, it's hit or miss depending on where you're sailing. If you're cruising through Norway with big mountains all around, don't count on a perfect connection. To get online, you usually have to buy a Wi-Fi package that suits your needs. Just a heads up, when it comes to Wi-Fi on cruise ships, the price is usually per gadget, not per room. So if you and your cabin mate both want to use your phones, you'll have to pay for each one separately. But don't worry, you can upgrade your Wi-Fi package anytime during your cruise for more flexibility and convenience. Lately, Starlink technology has completely changed the game when it comes to internet on cruise ships. Starlink, a system of satellites in low Earth orbit, offers super fast and reliable internet, even in really out-of-the-way places. Compared to traditional satellites way up high in space, Starlink satellites are much closer to Earth, making the connection stronger and faster. Personally, if there's going to be quite a few port days, I use my roaming or local Wi-Fi. Let's leave the ship behind for a few hours and head ashore. Each cruise line has a bunch of trips you can join when you dock at different ports. It's a great way to explore the area and have some fun on land. You can check out historical spots, cool local places, or even go kayaking or take a boat tour. The trips have different levels of intensity, from adventurous to calm, so you can choose the one that suits you best. They can be short, like just a couple of hours, or longer, like around 8 hours. They can be a bit pricey, but the good thing is, if you're running late and might miss the ship, they'll wait for you. Of course, if you just want to wander around the port and take in the sights, you don't need to go on an excursion. Just check how far the ship docks to the town and if they'll be putting on free shuttle buses. Let's get back on board the ship now. If it's your first cruise, it can seem a bit strange being asked to pay a tip up front. You wouldn't book a table at Pizza Express and be asked to leave a tip before you've even been there. Tips can sneak up on new cruisers and end up costing a lot of money. They charge tips per person, not per cabin. If you're sailing with one of the big American cruise lines, chances are you'll have a daily service charge added to your bill unless you've prepaid. You can go to reception and ask for them to be removed, but it can be embarrassing. There's some cruise lines that automatically add tips to your bill. Disney, NCL, Royal Caribbean and Celebrity. I was on a Disney cruise and had already paid gratuities, but they still handed me envelopes to fill with cash for the waiters. It made me feel so awkward. Generally, the British cruise lines won't add on tips. In the UK, we don't really do the whole big tipping thing. We like to just pay for everything up front if we can. Cruise lines that don't do tips are MSC, P&O and Virgin Voyages. One place you'll be tipping, if it's not included, is in the restaurants. Upcharge restaurants are becoming increasingly popular on cruise ships. These restaurants, known as speciality restaurants, typically require an additional fee for dining. Some restaurants have a fixed cover charge per person, while others operate on an a la carte basis, similar to restaurants on land. But let's be real here. You don't have to splash out on fancy food on board a cruise. There's plenty of grub included in your package. If you're feeling fancy and want to push the boat out, pun intended, go ahead and book a table at one of these speciality restaurants. You can find all sorts of dishes here, from Indians and Mexican, juicy steaks, sushi, seafood, and even vegetarian and vegan options. There's something for every taste bud. Research the speciality restaurants available on your cruise ship before you set sail. Take note of the menus, pricing, and any special offers or packages. Consider booking a meal to celebrate a special occasion, such as a birthday, anniversary, or milestone event. It's a great way to add a touch of luxury to your cruise experience. Look out for dining packages that offer discounts on multiple visits. These packages can provide great value for money. For example, with NCL's Free at Sea package, you'll get at least one specialty restaurant included. Don't hesitate to ask fellow cruisers or our cruise gurus for recommendations on the best specialty restaurants on board. They may have insider tips on hidden gems. There are no upcharge restaurants on board Virgin Voyages, so you can dine where you like without splashing out anymore. So you think cruising is all about kicking back on the deck and soaking in the sea air? Think again. From personal experience, I can tell you that there's a whole smorgasbord of onboard activities that might just cost you a pretty penny, bumping up the total bill for your cruise. Let's take a deep dive those extra activities and see how they can put a dent in your cruise budget. There are things to do on the cruise that are covered in the price you paid, but then there are the ones that will cost you extra. Check out the cruise app or the daily schedule and watch out for those two words that make everyone cringe: additional charges. On Royal Caribbean, you can ride the surfing simulator or maybe play a game of laser tag. The spa is also somewhere you'll be able to relax and spend a bit of money too. Just watch out for the upsells. If you go in for a free treatment or checkup, you'll be recommended a ton of extras that can add up to being a small fortune. For example, on a recent Disney cruise, we took part in a mixology class. It was a lot of fun and got to drink the cocktails we made. Group exercise classes are all included with Virgin Voyages. Well, there you have it. My top five sneaky charges that first-time cruisers need to know about. But you don't have to struggle to book and plan your cruise alone. Our team of cruise gurus are here to help you. And the best part is it's all free, so you won't be paying a penny more. Get in touch using the links in the show notes or visit rocktheboat.travel. That's rocktheboat.travel, and one of the team will be happy to help you. Thanks for listening and happy sailing.